Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about the life of Henry Gurr. The Reverend Gurr arrived in Chelan in July of 1902 at the age of 49. He came from Juneau, Alaska. He was born in London in 1853. When he got to Chelan, he served as priest at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church for nearly 20 years. He married Celia Frost in Minnesota in the late 1870s. They had two sons. They moved to North Dakota, Portland, then California, but Celia died in October 1887. During the next 15 years, the Reverend Henry traveled incessantly with his two sons, but it didn't seem to have any negative effect on them. He had a brief second marriage during that time. And then, finally, he married Mabel Lucas, his third and much younger wife. He married in Chicago, and they had five more children. Henry was sent to a private school when he was a boy, until at age 15, he went to sea as a cabin boy. His years at sea gave him the skills of a sailor and a lifelong love of adventure. He worked his way to Duluth, Minnesota on a cargo ship and enrolled in the Episcopal Church's Seabury Divinity School in Faribault, Minnesota, 200 miles south of Duluth. He was ordained in 1879. He then served at least two dozen churches in eight different states and territories. In 1902, a few months after his arrival in Chelan, Henry Gurr filed a homestead application for 160 acres on the north slope of Bear Mountain. The meager income provided by his congregation and the Episcopal bishop in Spokane did not afford enough money for his family. He operated the Chelan Jewelry Company on the north side of Wooden Avenue. He also sought to support his growing family, his third wife, Mabel Lucas, and their five children, by homesteading on the mountain. In March of 1906, he was granted U.S. citizenship, and he proved up on his homestead. And a few days later, he purchased another 160 acres on Bear Mountain. At first, having no horse, he walked to Chelan for services, the distance being 8 miles. Local settlers turned out to build the first direct road to Chelan in July 1904, when the leader reported that a road has just been opened from Bear Creek. It starts at Reverend Gurr's place and runs over the hill to the county road and gives the First Creek, Bear Creek, and New Oklahoma settlements an outlet to town without going to the Columbia River. Henry Gurr had great plans for the homestead on Bear Mountain, which he later named Gurland. And we'll talk more about that next time. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.